Hi, I'm Dr. Anne Pollier, and I'm going to talk about mind over matter and emotional intelligence. Mind over matter is the use of willpower to overcome problems. And as matter is a compressed form of energy, as Einstein reminds us, E equals mc squared, we can engineer this change by using our own internal energy or emotional intelligence to influence our willpower. As we all have emotional intelligence, it makes sense to use its power to get the change we want. Sometimes our emotional intelligence needs some fine-tuning to boost our effectiveness to get what we want. So what are the elements of emotional intelligence? Firstly, access to our emotions so that we know what we're feeling. Managing those emotions so we recognize their effect on ourselves and others. Being able to feel how others feel and recognizing the status of others and the impact of their emotions on us. Recognizing whether we're focusing on others more than ourselves. Checking our positivity versus negativity rating. And being aware of our preferred types of relationships. Emotions are an integral part of who we are. The major ones are love, anger, anxiety, fear, joy, sadness, and shame. And every emotion we've ever experienced since infancy is stored in our brain. They're important as they drive our actions and influence our thoughts. Emotions are highly linked to our thoughts and frequently trigger a thought and consequent action. So, for example, if I'm feeling anxious, I might think I should avoid driving on the highway. Thoughts are basically rational, but we can have irrational thoughts when they're based on an out-of-date emotion. So knowing our emotions is a prelude to managing all three, emotions, thoughts, and actions. Relationships. Relationships are vital to us. Our preferences stem from the way we grew up and the example set by our parents or caregivers. We have different relationships with various people or sets of people, whether it's the family, special partner, boss, or social group. There are four types of relationships, and we must choose the most appropriate one for each situation. The four types of relationships are interdependent type, which is used where both parties are mutually reliant on each other and yet maintain their own identity. Independent one, where we assume authority, we are self-sufficient, and we do not depend on another to get the job done. Dependent one is where we're more reliant on another. Here it's beneficial where it's better to cede authority to another. Unconcerned one is indifferent to the way actions impact the other party. It's passive-aggressive. And it may be better here to leave the relationship entirely. Now, here are some ways to fine-tune emotional intelligence to improve effectiveness. Some people need to update the emotions that work for them now. Some people stick to a thought even though it's based on an out-of-date emotion. For some people, there may be a lack of balance in their focus on the self or on others. Some lack compassion. And some lack accurate empathy. For some, their emotions and thoughts may be too extreme, either positive or negative. And some fail to adapt one of the four types of relationships to the people involved. Emotional intelligence benefits us as it allows us to get what we want and overcome obstacles. As we can better manage our emotions, we have better relationships with clear boundaries, We're more realistic about self-worth and that of others. We communicate better, and we have a better focus on our priorities. With fine-tuning, we can all grow our emotional intelligence so that our feelings, thoughts, and actions are better adjusted to what is needed to be more effective. Mind of Matter summary. As we all have emotions and emotional intelligence, we can refine them to take better actions and decisions. Even though all our emotions are registered in our brain and our relationships may be patterned on those from an early age, we nevertheless can change our emotions and thoughts. Plus, we can change the way we relate to others. We have the power to increase our internal energy and willpower, and thereby overcome problems for greater personal effectiveness. Thank you.